Mrs. Alpert, today we hear about the Russian immigrants and almost disliking them for not wanting to kiss the ground here and tell us America is the greatest place on earth. But I'm beginning to understand that a person's soul is where they begin life and have their first experiences. Do you have any division of your soul having spent the first years in Austria and then coming to this country?
The division existed more the first years than I was in this country, when I was homesick for the value or the application of my education, aside from the geographic local environment that I was used to, and bemoaning the fact that there was no return, but it was outweighed by the acknowledgement of freedom and cooperation that I found here. The way was hard, but it showed me that if you tried, you could succeed to a certain degree, which in Austria, in my present life, was not the case, not always the case.
Do you see a difference in what we might call the Germanic soul and the American soul?
Yes, I do see a difference, because the American soul is really a composite of many souls, the national characters of so many peoples combined for one purpose, namely being free and not held back by the ideals or goals of the old country. The German, being educated from a young age up to being patriotic, of course the Americans are influenced that way too, but we're not really taught we're the best people on earth. We're not taught we're the smartest. We might be taught that we're the kindest and with the biggest soul and the biggest influence in the world, but we do not have the rebellious stand against the world as the Germans have. Hey, I'm the biggest, and how come you don't recognize me?
What feelings do you have about anti-Semitism?
To make it short, I'm against it, as Calvin Coolidge used to say, but anti-Semitism, to my mind, is bred through the teachings of the Christian churches by implying that a Jew was the murderer of Jesus, the founder of their religion. Of course, if you think straight, all the apostles were Jewish. Or weren't they? It just happened that they single out the one with that name that implies the religion that continued as monotheistic religion is a good scapegoat for things that they have to blame. And as long as the Christian religions in their teachings from young age up will continue teaching the Jews' fault of Jesus' death, anti-Semitism will survive and thrive. It really would be, with all the attempts to unite mankind and make peace between religions, this would be the greatest step that could be taken if this were eliminated from the teachings of the Christian Church.
How do you feel about Kurt Waldheim's chances of being elected? Or can I also ask, do you feel as though he is or was a Nazi?
I know exactly that he was a Nazi. This is funny. I could tell, now I shouldn't say that, but I could tell by a person's exterior and behavior whether he is one or not. But he is a liar, that was established. His anti-Semitism, unfortunately, gives him now more backers in Austria. For the first time that the Austrians, since the Austrians had to hide under the cover of being tolerant to all sides, and since that 1955 peace agreement between East and West, the Austrians declared that way. For the first time, they have a way of expressing themselves, and they do express their inborn anti-Semitism. They're all, the majority is Catholic, and they're all imbued with that Catholic catechism. I think it enhances his chances of being elected. Now, after the first election, he didn't have quite the majority that he would have wished to have. The runoff depends on the ability of the other parties to work against him.
Okay. What do you, this is a funny question, but what do you think you have accomplished in life?
In life? Oh, my. My first accomplishment was, I think, to putting myself through school despite circumstances. And my greatest accomplishment was to saving souls from Nazi disaster. In later life, my accomplishment was to becoming, if I may say so, I'm not sure if I'm right, but becoming integrated in American society. And making friends and having a few goals in life that carry me through adversities. Not too much.
What have been your frustrations?
My frustrations? My frustrations presently are that 40 years ago I didn't have the sense that I have now. I've learned a lot in life, and those years would have been the ones where that knowledge would have been handy, but it wasn't there. And you cannot live your life backwards. And my frustration is, my main frustration, that I don't have anybody in life now that I can share my thoughts, my feelings, my experiences, my opinions with.
Okay. What message would you want your grandchildren to have?
My grandchildren should never stop learning. And I don't mean book knowledge, but wherever they go, they should go with open eyes and open minds and learn not only from their own mistakes, but be capable of learning from other people's mistakes. And not go after immediate success, but have a greater goal in mind. And please not be money. The goal for my children would be to have happy, warm family life, to be satisfied with their career, and give them a good outlook on the whole world.
Any message relating to the Jewish religion?
Yes. I would like my grandchildren to be educated a lot more in Jewish religion than they are being, a lot more than I was educated, and a lot more than they are now being educated in Jewish religion. I do not condone the extreme orthodox leanings, because basically I'm a liberal person and I would like my children to also be liberal. But you can be a little bit too liberal and the scales can tip the wrong way.
What of Judaism would you want them to learn?
I want them to learn that there must be something in the monotheistic religion that is so good in character forming that it survives thousands of years, persecutions galore, and that it teaches the responsibility of each person for himself. No intermediary. No formal exercises without meaning, but basic tenets which are character forming and supporting.
Can we avoid another Holocaust?
I'm afraid to say we cannot, because anti-Semitism continues to thrive, maybe under the surface, maybe in countries where we don't expect it, but if in this country the truth is not being cultivated and pointed out continuously, I don't know whether this isn't a good field for another one.
Do you feel as though the Americans did as much as they could for the Jews in Europe during that period?
I feel that they didn't. I feel that they may not have had knowledge as the knowledge is widespread now. Because the Nazi system was so devilish that people just couldn't get out to tell the stories. And if one or two people got out and told the horror stories, they thought, well, this is a demented person, or this isn't the responsible leader of the community who tells us. And Now, what the Jewish community of America could have done, I really don't know. Maybe the lobbying system in those years wasn't as strong as it is nowadays, but they might have had a little more influence on the Roosevelt administration. Somewhat more pressure. There were people in high command and financial and other influences that might have swayed the attitudes.
Okay. What is the solution of anti-Semitism? Excuse me, the solution to anti-Semitism?
The solution to anti-Semitism is several points. One point would be, as I say, the discontinuation of the teachings of the murder story. Number two, the behavior of all people of Jewish confession to behave, to produce a behavior that would be emulated, that would be recognized as one, I would like to be like a Jew because he is a good man. How often did we hear, and it made us explode in Europe, the remark, well, if all Jews would be like you, I wouldn't be anti-Semitic. We hear that over and over. So it must be that the non-Jews do know some Jews of whom they do not think very highly. So this is what the Jews themselves can do. Whether anti-Semitism cannot be wiped out, because no anti can ever be wiped out. Where there is a power, there is an anti-power. There always is. Anti-Semitism is in part of its existence based on envy. Envy of capabilities of Jewish people, which can be based on the practical, shall we say, pursuit of book knowledge. The Jews are the people of the book. Strangely enough, we do learn a lot from books, and other religions, other civilizations do not stress it the way we do. We do try through our books to relate the experiences of former generations, and there must be a good number of people among the Jews who accept those experiences and believe in them, and therefore improve the quality of each individual. If that is continued, then on the other hand, it'll produce a counterweight of envy in the competition.
I think we're coming to the end of this interview. Are there any questions that we didn't ask that you would like to address for this oral history project?
I haven't really thought about this much, so this is very extemporaneous, just as it, the others are. But the ideal would be to personally for each Jew to behave that he would have nothing to hide, not a tax return, not manipulation in the company he owns, not happenings in his own family, not attitudes toward his co-citizens. Just be a person that generally can be stand in the open and say, this is a Jew.
Thank you, Mrs. Albert, for a very exciting, stimulating interview.
thank you. The pleasure was mine. I've never had a chance to talk so much about what I feel. Conception, and that's very personal, it might be stupid, of Jesus was that he was a young man, a young rabbi, who was a revolutionary, a kind of hippie. The hippies here were not abominable people. They tried to do good. They just had a different style of life that not everybody approved of. They did good deeds. He did good deeds. The story of his death and so-called resurrection has never been cleared. There's a question of, I read books where there is a question of medical interference involved, so nobody unfortunately can follow this up nowadays. But as long as this story is not cleared up, there will be anti-Semitism. If this could be cleared up, then we would have a way of light.
Well, I think that finishes our interview, and we thank you very much, Mrs. Albert.
You're very welcome. It was my honor.
My pleasure.